Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here comes the hot stallion. He talked to a woman. We're going to get the whole story. Oh, la, la, la.
No, we're not.
Yes,
we're not
we are.
That. No, we're not.
I'm putting the APB out on my stallion family.
I'm
stallion.
Bad at that.
Get your ass to work. I got to find out when the Landville is a hard no.
Stallion,
on this.
You can show up at 2:05.
Why would you tell me that news during a break when we have 3 hours of show left, knowing I'm going to be obsessed by it?
Well, you need to focus on 3 hours of show and not worry about what could happen after.
Landville, whatever my strengths may be, where does focus rank among them?
It's so. I hate Cody. I hate Ryan. I hate JP.
I may have to put him in the headline.
Yeah. Just talk about the Packers game.
Yeah, we got to get on that.
It is time. Listen, Rev T got my mind right. The question is, can the Washington football team grill the cheese? I don't believe they can, frankly. But let's figure it out. Let's do what we do. We're going to go through and figure out who's the best player on the field.
All right.
You want to start when the Packers are on offense and the Washington football team's on defense?
Let's do that.
Well, I think we know the answer to the best player
Aaron
on
Rodgers.
The field. Yes.
Then Davante Adams.
Yes.
Then I'm going to go with the running back. What's his name again?
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones. There's another. What's the other receiver?
Donald Driver.
No, not Donald Driver.
That was
Driver.
A joke.
Antonio Freeman?
Randall Cobb.
No, Randall Cobb's past his prime.
He's past his prime, but he's still better than a lot of people on that defense.
I would say Bakhtiari. Assuming Bakhtiari's healthy, Mitch Tischler's going to call in a couple minutes here to give us an offensive line report. But Bakhtiari's a stud, too.
He is, and the offensive line
stud. I think he's hurt. Listen,
I think we can go straight five people before we start going to Washington.
Who you got? Rodgers, Adams, Jones.
Bakhtiari, if he's not
he's,
hurt.
He's hurt.
He's hurt?
Yeah.
So he's out. Let me go. Let me pull up these names.
I think, I'll give you Rodgers, Adams, Jones, but then I'm going Chase Young.
Okay. You can do that.
I'm going Chase Young at that point.
And I think we're going on that based off of.
And this is similar to last production. Week. Dude, he's got two sacks in the last two games. He's been disruptive. The sack totals haven't followed, but he's been disruptive.
Okay.
I think he's starting to play his game. I think the pressure of the early season of trying to produce constantly kind of was getting to him, and I think he's kind of figuring some stuff out. So last week, I don't think you could have had Young higher than the fourth best player on the field when the Washington defense and the Chiefs offense was out there because you had Mahomes, Hill, Kelsey. This week, I think it's fair when you have Rodgers, Adams, Jones, but then I'm going to go Young. Huh? And I'm willing to debate it or discuss it, but I think that's right.
Hey, man, whatever you choose in your head is whatever you choose in your head.
Who would you have?
I'm looking up some stuff right now.
Okay.
But I don't, hey, we can go with that. It made me a difference. I just think that the three people that we just named, they could put more points up then we can stop, or more points that we can score on the other side.
Certainly. I think that's a major problem, honestly. So then obviously the blue chip talent, the top talent, when the Packers offense is on the field and the Washington defense is on the field, the Packers have a major edge. Yeah. If we're counting like we do, the 10 best players on the field, when there are 22 players on the field, the Packers offense and Washington's defense, what do you think that breakdown is? 70-30?
The 10
Green
best?
Bay?
You say what?
The 10 best players on the field, 7 out of 10 of them are Green Bay Packers?
I would have to go yes with that.
I think that sounds about right. Yeah. So it's a 70-30 advantage, Green Bay. And of the elite, I mean, they've got the whole medal stand. They've got gold, silver, and bronze. So that is troubling. Let's flip it over. When Washington's offense is on the field and the Green Bay defense is on the field. The Green Bay defense is good, but certainly
they're not great.
They're not great. I think you can make a real argument, and I don't make this lightly. I think when the Washington offense is on the field against the Green Bay defense, the best player on the field is Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay. So Terry, then I think you go, assuming he's playing, and Green Bay has some real weaknesses in their secondary. They're down a couple corners, and there's questions if Darnell Savage is playing, the safety that played here at University of Maryland. Savage, Preston Smith, I think, kind of stand out in these scenarios. And neither of them is exactly a Pro Bowler. But Washington's offense ain't exactly stocked with Pro Bowlers either.
Nope.
And consider the offense we thought we were going to see this year.
I think
right?
You go with Terry.
Sure, Terry number one.
And AG, if healthy.
He's not healthy. We know that.
No.
Now he's playing.
He's probably going to play.
Scott Turner yesterday explained it like this. He said, Gibson's not on a pitch count. It doesn't limit the type of plays I can call for him. But what Turner said is, I know that because of the injury, we have to manage the pain load, manage the workload for Antonio Gibson during the week, but on Sundays, I can count on him.
Yeah, I understand that.
I think you can count on him right up until you can't.
Yeah. Because I watch him, and the thing about Gibby is, I'm calling him Gibby, about him is when he's feeling something that doesn't feel right, all you got to do is count the amount of seconds it takes him to get off the ground. And then he gets that kind of like that little, you know, and then he slowly walks off the field. Because I think he slows his walk down to try to hide the limp. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If he walks his regular speed, you'll see the noticeable limp. And I think that's when he begins to, we start seeing where he doesn't rush back. Because when he's ready, he pops up and go back to the huddle. He wants to get it again.
Yeah. It is when the Washington football team's offense is on the field, it's a humble group, as Charlie Casserly likes to say. Mm-hmm. Of the 11 starters they planned on rolling out this season, 5 of those 11 are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Logan Thomas, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Curtis Samuel. I mean, those three players, Lanfield, when we talked about this improved Washington offense, Curtis Samuel, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Logan Thomas were a huge part of the improvement, right, B?
Yeah.
Gone. And maybe Samuel's not formally out yet, but does anybody think he's playing?
But look, at this. I go and look at this a little bit. As much as we say Green Bay don't have a stout defense and secondary, they're sitting at fourth in the league when it comes to total yards. Passing yards, they're fourth in the league. Now, they give up some rushes, which they put them at 13th. And we're 19th. Points, they give a 13th score. They give a 22.
Yep.
They average 24.
A lot of, I think, Green Bay's defense, if they say the best defense is a good offense, Aaron Rodgers just controls a game completely. And one of my biggest concerns, Brian, Ron Rivera has repeatedly said that the Washington football team's defense is undisciplined and immature. Mm-hmm. We've been hearing that for over a month now.
Immature normally has a lot to do with being undisciplined.
They go hand in hand. Yeah. Peas and carrots. Aaron Rodgers is a master at drawing dudes off sides,
catching you on the field,
and catching you in substitutions where you get 12 men on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Over under 3.5 of those this weekend.
3.5.
Between offsides and 12 men.
Together?
Combined, yeah. They had two offsides on consecutive plays last week.
Yeah. Based off of what I see him doing all the time, I'm going to have to go with the over. Because his hard count is amazing. But this is what I'm scared of, that we may try and go with certain personnel because we know he'll try to get you substituting, which puts us in a bad situation. Because if we put a personnel grouping on the field, he and LaFleur are smart enough to understand that they're not going to try to change up, have a person waiting, and the receiver going to run around near the sideline. He goes off, other guy comes on, and we catch us with the wrong personnel grouping on the field. We catch a run personnel grouping on the field, and they come in with nothing but pass receivers. That's a problem.
Totally.
But see, this is what I noticed. Aaron Rodgers, they're scoring 24 points a game. We watch Adams and Jones and Aaron Rodgers, and this team could easily score 30 points or more a game. But you're absolutely right to where his passing is so prolific and the things he does that they keep the ball 5, 6, 7 minutes, and then they score touchdowns at the end. And when what happens is when a quarterback is that good, like when you go with Kansas City, they score in 2-3 plays sometimes.
Right. It's a different.
Aaron Rodgers, he works it in and out, pass run, 6, 7 minutes off the clock. What does that do to the next team when they get the ball on offense? They have to speed up things because they feel like, oh, man, if they get it again and they do that again, they're taking time off the clock, so we got to hurt them score, which kind of messes you up a little bit. It gets you out of your game plan, and that concerns me a little bit. That when we look at the 24 per game, we go, oh, they only scoring 24. Huh. What did Joe say? 24 points a game, win you a lot of football games. They were 5-1.
They're 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last week they didn't exactly blow out the Bears. The Bears were kind of in that game. They won by 10, 24-14.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers 2 weeks ago, they didn't really blow out the Steelers. The Steelers were kind of in that game. What'd they do? They won by 10, 27-17. Mm-hmm. Right? Like,
yeah.
There's a pattern to this thing. Now, I will say this. It remains possible the next two games for the Packers are at Cardinals, at Chiefs. It's possible Rodgers just mentally checks out on this one and stinks like he did week one against the Saints. It's possible. I think you're going to need something like that for this to work. Right now, we're going to go to the phone lines. My guy Mitch Tischler has the big man report breaking down the Green Bay O-line. Mitchell, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, bud? How are you?
We are good. Tell us what we need to know. Let's start with the Green Bay offensive line, sir.
The Green Bay offensive line, despite being beat up, is probably going to be the best O-line this Washington football team has faced yet this year. Their starting center, Josh Myers, got hurt last week. Replaced him with one of their previous year's starting guards. So you're talking about all that positional flex. That's exactly what the Packers do. On the right side, they got Elgton Jenkins. He's from Mississippi State, starting at right tackle. He's been playing as guard. Actually, his O-line coach nicknamed him a Legatron, which is kind of awesome for an O-line nickname. So it's going to be fun seeing that matchup on the right side with Montez Sweat. The two of those dudes went to Mississippi State together a couple years ago when Washington played Green Bay. They had a cool moment after the game where they exchanged jerseys and did the signing of it and everything. That's going to be a fun matchup to watch because Montez saw him a little bit at Mississippi State, but he played mostly at guard. So I don't know that they've matched up one-on-one on the outside all that often. So Montez Sweat might have a little bit of an advantage out there.
Mm. And then what do you think about the Washington O-line's performance? Where you're down Sheriff. You're going to be down Cosme, I expect. I think they still played pretty well.
Yeah, they played really well so far. And you got to look at the Packers' kind of D-line. It's rather a little bit unimpressive when you look at both their edge rushers. Darius Smith looks like our old friend Preston Smith isn't going to play this week either. Both of those guys are going to be out. This whole line has a chance to really dominate. I think Washington's going to have to run the ball a fair amount. A lot like you talked about last week against the Chiefs, I think you're going to see them kind of try and pound the rock a little bit and keep it out of Aaron Rodgers' hands.
You think it's possible to go up there and pull this thing off?
Possible? Yes. Probable? Not really, but I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers throws up a sinker every once in a while, and there is a chance that he's rather disinterested in this game, and the Packers are super beat up across the secondary and their offensive and defensive lines. There's a chance that they just kind of put in cruise control and try and get through this one and maybe just eke out a small victory. So they could let Washington stick around a little bit, but I think Washington's going to have to win the time of possession to really give this thing a chance.
What do you think? I know we always talk about Aaron Rodgers, but I look at Aaron Jones, okay? And I think Aaron Jones is the joker when it comes down to this game. We have seen our secondary give up big play after big play. But this kid, as running back, is a big play waiting to happen. He does it all the time. Are we good enough against the run to stop that, to make him one-dimensional?
No. They're not good enough against any one dimension on the defensive side to make anybody one-dimensional at all. But it's not just Aaron Jones. You got to also look at A.J. Dillon, who they started really working into the mix this year. And our good friend Pete Haley loved him last year as Quadzilla. He's a dude that if he gets the ball in between the tackles, is automatic fall forward for 3 yards. Not to mention if he's able to really kind of, if they're able to move, you know, the defense, those middle D tackles out of the way, you could see them run for a lot of yards. And especially if they're trying to protect some of those injured spots, they might try and slow the game down also.
Mitchell, we appreciate your time, buddy. Tell everybody where to find you on Twitter.
I got a quick story for you real quick. You guys brought up David Bakhtiari. A couple years ago, before Dwayne Haskins was drafted, we were out in L.A. doing a story with him, with Dwayne Haskins. And a bunch of the old linemen work out of that same gym. It was Taylor Luan, David Bakhtiari, Andrew Whitworth, all those dudes. And when Dwayne came in, they all boxed him in with their cars. And Dwayne finished his workout. I was like, hey, guys, can I get out? And they're like, yeah, we'll get you. Like an hour and a half later, he was still waiting for those guys to move their cars for him.
That's funny.
It's pretty good rookie hazing. But anyway, Twitter, Instagram, Mitch_Tischler. And, of course, anywhere else that you find good podcasts.
All right. That is Mitch Tischler's Big Man Report. Of course, you can find Mitch Tischler on the Washington Football Talk podcast. Thank you, buddy. I will. Are you on this butt early flight to Milwaukee tomorrow with me?
We are on the early flight to Milwaukee. It's going to be a long day in the cheese state.
While we have B. Mitch here and we have Mitch here, we are playing Whistling Straits tomorrow.
Woo! You're playing in the Straits course?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Take a lot of balls.
I was going to ask, what do you have the number for me and Mitchell?
If you're going to keep every stroke.
You're so obnoxious.
If you're going to keep every stroke, nobody's going to be less than 100.
CJ's our third. He'll break 100.
CJ.
Chris Johnson. CJ.
He's going to be in the 90s.
Gonna be a fun day. All right, I'll see you.
It depends on if he's on. When he's on, he can play. When he's not on, he can be just as bad as you.
Depends on.
I got the over under at 110.
He's at 110.
110. Wow. Damn. I hope I'm under that, Mitchell. Damn.
I was giving you a little better.
Yeah.
Than that.
Yeah. Yo, Mitch.
It's cold. We got a weather report up there. It's biting cold. I think it's gonna be a tough afternoon, but it's gonna be a ton of fun.
Well, you know how much I love the cold. I'm sure I won't complain about that at all. Wind whipping.
And you know
it
how much I love the cold.
I know. You'll be wearing shorts and a t-shirt. Thank you, Mitch. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Here's what I want to do. Washington has kind of, I don't want to say no chance, because everybody's always got a chance. Life in the NFL is bizarre, and things always happen. How do they have a chance? How do they beat the Packers? I want to go through some of the props. We'll start taking calls. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Rev T wants Washington to grill the cheese. How do you get it?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Done.
Football Friday on B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. It's also Vodka Red Bull Friday. I don't even know if we've pointed that out yet.
Yeah. Monster.
Who's always saying that? Vodka Monster?
No, I think Monster Red Bull. Monster Vodka. Somebody called yesterday.
Yeah, Steve, I don't know that I've ever had a Monster.
Had Monster, but I haven't mixed it with anything.
I don't think I've ever had a Monster. I remember when, like, Rockstar made a push. You remember when Rockstar was a thing? I think I've had some vodka Rockstar in my life.
I'm going to bring you a Monster.
All right.
Hey, they're selling right there.
You really want me all hopped up on Monster?
Well, you like that anyway, so I'm going to keep it going.
I want to continue the conversation about the best players in this game, how Washington can win it. Phone lines are starting to light up, so let's get some of these calls. If you don't know, now you know. Antonio Freeman will join the program at high noon to
give us
a Packers breakdown. Looking forward to that. One of the all-time memorable catches in that Monday night game. I'll never forget that.
Against Chris Dishman.
Yep, I will never forget that. Let's go to the phone lines now. Let's go to Jay in Centerville. Jay, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, guys. Hey, B. Mitch, man, I just wanted to say, man, you inspired a lot of dreams here in D.C., man. But the top five guys I would pick, Aaron Rodgers, Chase Young, McLaurin. Yeah, because I'm only saying it's because I'm a Skins fan, B. Mitch. Mm-hmm. I'm a Skins fan, man. So I got to go with the whole team. Tua, let's go get Tua so he can lose every game for us, and we can get the number one draft pick, and then we're gonna go have Doug Williams go get Scott McLaurin.
You got it all figured out, huh? Who do you even want with the number one draft pick?
You know what? It's hard right now, but we definitely need a quarterback. We're definitely going to need a quarterback, man. But you know what? Dan Snyder let Bruce Allen fire Scott McLuhan, and he never got a chance to finish what he started, bro. And that right there really hurts because, I figure if we call any local bar or any local ABC store, let's get him back. Let's get Scott McLuhan back and build a whole new nucleus. The winner championship with, man, because right now
you don't
now,
think Ron don't can do it. No, you don't think Ron will build it.
You know what? I believe a lot in Riverboat Ron. I love him, but right now we need somebody with the premier eye for talent. And Scott McCullough, I don't care what he does off the field. I watch football because of what they do on the field. You know, I don't care what he does off the field, but Scott McLaurin was the answer, bro. If you look at Seattle and San Francisco, they're still in the running to win it all.
How'd you like that Josh Doctson pick?
I loved him.
You know,
I mean,
you loved the Doctson pick?
Once he finally healed up, Once he finally healed up, we seen a flash here and a flash there. But, I mean, you know, time heals all wounds, bro. We need to get Doug Williams to
man,
go.
Man, that flash you saw with Doctor was somebody taking a picture with a flash.
Jay, it's a good call, man. I appreciate you, dude. Thank all you for Jay. Listening. Lanville, what'd you make of that call? Do you want McLuhan back, Lanville?
I don't think that's happening.
I don't think it's happening either.
I would take McLuhan instead of Rivera. Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
You're already out on Ron as a personnel guy.
I was out before he even coached a game when he brought in every single person who had ever been employed by the Panthers to work here. Like they were some dynasty of an organization and not below average at best during his tenure.
Lanville tells it like it
is. Oh, he shoots from the hip.
He sure does.
He shoots straight from the hip.
Lanville, what matchup advantages do you see the Washington football team having on Sunday against Green Bay? Like where are they better? I think McLaurin against backup corners.
Yeah, McLaurin against backup corners. Theoretically, Montez Sweat and Chase Young against a backup tackle should be a positive, but they've struggled should so be. Far this year. They've been on the struggle bus.
Didn't we see a bad – that offensive line last week was bad.
Mm. Where do you see matchup advantages be? The NFL is all about matchups. These coaches don't grind film 12 hours a day because it's fun.
Punter, punting of chest way.
All right, punter.
I would go with possibly like Lanfield did with the rushing against the backup tackle. That's a possibility. Once we flip it over, I say Terry McLaurin.
Every week I get on this radio, and I mean it. Last week I talked myself into it completely. Explaining how Washington can win. And you've been giving me grief. Lots of others have been giving me grief. At some point, you got to believe your eyes.
I think it's more about what Green Bay has to do for us to win than it is what we have to do. Because I look at looking at the game last night, looking at Cleveland and Denver, and then looking at Arkansas State, Ray Brown's old squad, we whoop them again. And
you won
school,
by one.
We still won.
You won.
We play as horrible as we could possibly play. We still won the game. We had over 400 yards of rushing. So what I'm saying is I can see Green Bay go out there and do very similar to what Kansas City did. They cannot play the absolute best, and I think they still have a better, good enough team because they have certain people at certain positions to win the game. You watched last night with Denver and Cleveland. Cleveland comes in without any of their stars, basically, on offense. And then they bring in a guy off the bench in De'Ernest Johnson.
Yep.
And this kid looked like he should be a feature back. When your organization and your everything is much more organized, it seems to be that your football and your play is like that, too. Arkansas State went to that game last night with a quarterback and some receivers that put fear in the Cajuns. But that's all. Nothing else did. I just think, and we see an interception last night from the quarterback in there. He's thrown three this year. The interception he threw was horrible. But I just think that when the teams are better, they know those teams normally finish it up.
So you say, like, for Washington to win, it almost comes down to Green Bay playing a bad game.
Playing awful.
And we ran a clip last night of Rodgers basically laughing at Washington. He basically laughed at them. Now, I think it was at the name because the reporter asked him, hey, what do you think of the football team's defense? And in that moment, it's easy to laugh at. It's mockable because there's no name. You're not saying, hey, what do you think of the Niners' defense? Hey, what do you think of the Texans' defense? Hey, what do you think of the football team's defense? When you don't hear that often, we are used to it. We are into that we've experienced this for so long it sounds normal to us, but to Rodgers he's like, oh my God, this team doesn't have a name, they're called the football team, and he laughs at it. Maybe he's looking ahead to back-to-back road games against the Cardinals and the Chiefs, And I think that Cardinals game next week is a Thursday night game, which is a juicy game.
But the thing about him, yeah, that's next Thursday. I think if that gets played up, okay, that get played up, and we are sitting here going, oh, man, you got to get – if anybody on the defense is now mad because he supposedly laughed at us and they weren't already mad, that's a problem.
I'm not even saying that.
I'm just saying.
I'm not even IDGAF if some defensive lineman wants to pretend they're mad because Rodgers left. I don't give a flop about that, okay? But what if Rodgers really does just overlook this? What if he's already watching tape of Chandler Jones and the Cardinals and he's focused on that? So you've got that. Last week we saw Mahomes throw a Mickey Mouse kindergarten interception. Yeah. That happened.
But they
still lost and gave up 500 yards.
Exactly. So I look at this. I think Rodgers, after the first week, he realized that, you know what? Once I get on this football field, I have to get rid of worrying about the ownership and all that other stuff. My teammates are the ones that they depend on me. I depend on them. I don't think he's looking past this game. Because I think he still wants to go out there and prove how damn good he is to be able to choose where he wants to go next year. I think he wants to try and still be the guy who gets to the Super Bowl or do everything he can to show how great he is so he can have a choice like a Tom Brady.
Sure. Totally.
And I think that stops him from looking past anybody.
Now, we're going to play some Ron Rivera audio a little later. And I'm going to let you hear. You know what? I'm not going to lead the witness, Landfill. I'm just going to let folks hear it and make their own conclusions. Then I'm going to ask some questions. Squeeze in one more call. My guy, Dwayne. Dwayne, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, first-time caller. What up, B. Mitch? What up, Finley?
What's up, brother?
Appreciate you listening, buddy.
Love the podcast. That's how I started. Transition over to the your radio show.
Love it. Awesome, you got plenty of earbuds. Listen to all of it.
Oh, I got it all, man. I really think that we shouldn't really take away too much from the defense. If Rodgers plays bad, I mean, you have to give credit to the front four. If he's over there comfortable, you know, slinging it, ain't no matchup that's going to save us from anything. So that's my take. Appreciate it.
Hi, bro.
You guys are legends. Love you guys' show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. B. Mitch is a legend. I'm a blogger, but thank you.
You can be a legend. A blogger legend.
I want to hear from Ron Rivera. We got the prop bets to go through. Phone lines are popping. Plenty more to discuss. How the hell does Washington go to Lambeau Field and get a win? Let's see if we can figure it out next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, I have a number of questions. Yeah. Landfill, why'd you just call me?
He just said, yo!
Because we came back from commercial break and you were like, five blocks away. Like, what do you mean, why did I call you?
I was talking to CK about Iceland.
Right, but you have a radio show to do.
All right. During that commercial break, I got seven text messages from Ahmet. I don't know how long we were in the break, but that's a
That guy can produce. That is Tony Gwynn at the plate production right there. Phone lines are going. Let me get my guy Tim back on real quick. Tim, what's up, buddy? You're on with me, Mr. Finley.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing on this beautiful Friday?
We're good, buddy. Man, how about doing, you?
All right. I'm going to give you my keys to victory in Lambeau Field. Okay, I think what we need to do is let's get some more blitzing on Aaron Rodgers. Let's not make him comfortable back there because, you know, he's a fantastic quarterback. And if you give him time, he's going to kill us. So I think we should double Adams, play more man press, throw some blitzes in there, you know, get him in a hurry up style of quarterback. And, you know, maybe he'll give us a couple of picks or maybe we can get some pressure, cough up a fumble, give Heineke a short field, you know, and we can stay in the game that way. I think on offense, I want to see all three backs. I want to see him use all three backs, have some balance on offense, go to McLaurin. Even if it's not there, we might get some PIs if you throw the ball downfield. Take some chances, you know. Just stop being so predictable, you know. And just have the attitude that, we can win this game. And stop playing like a bunch of sissies and start tackling some people, man.
So in other words, Tim, you're saying do everything that we haven't been doing.
Seems like a good plan.
Yeah.
Right.
It's George Costanza. Do the opposite of every instinct you have. Do the opposite. Thank you very much, Tim. Lanfield, can you dial up the Ron Rivera audio from Kevin Sheehan this morning? I found this one quite interesting. I don't know why you're shaking your head. Ron Rivera was on with Kevin Sheehan this morning and was asked if the team plans to blitz more, which seems when you're having trouble defensively, you can try to get aggressive and fight your way out of it, or you can try to get conservative and just have more guys in coverage. They've tried the conservative route. It's not working. So let's see what Ron Rivera thinks about blitzing more.
I would think that we could probably blitz a little bit more.
Yeah.
And talking to Jack, I think that's something that we are looking at. You know, one thing you want to be able to do is if you can rush with your four-man rush and get pressure on the quarterback, that takes a lot off of your secondary. And one of the things that we've got to be able to do is do that, be more successful with a four-man rush. Although I thought our guys did a nice job to the point where, you know, the end of the third quarter and into the fourth quarter, Patrick Mahomes was able to pull the ball down and scramble for some pretty good yards. And again, that's tough because, you know, you're trying to get your guys to play coverage. And you know, in some situations, they got their back to the line of scrimmage, and you hope that you can get to them with your four-man pressure like we had for the most of the game. And it's unfortunate. It didn't work that way.
Certainly didn't work that way. B-Mitch, what did you hear there?
I hear we probably should blitz more, but we think we can get pressure with four. And at the end of the third quarter, we got a little pressure, so we're going to probably do that again this week. And then I heard a resounding, we can't cover.
Got this tweet from A. Lee. He says, love the show as always. My keys to a victory against Green Bay, blitz, blitz, blitz. Defense has to blitz a lot, and Taylor's got to use his wheels on any play possible.
This is my question to anybody that calls in and say that, though. When have you seen us blitz, blitz, blitz?
I also heard something, and maybe this is me being too skeptical. Kind of seemed like Ron was like, yeah, I told Jack to blitz more. Whenever I hear that, kind of stands out a bit. Because I couldn't help but yesterday, in the last couple days, we've heard Ron explain that Landon Collins is best used at or near the line of scrimmage as a downhill player.
Uh-huh.
And then Sam Fortier of the Washington Post did a good job of asking Jack about what has basically become Landon's conversion to linebacker. Jack Del Rio said, I never made a declaration about Landon Collins being a linebacker. Kind of a weird response. Then Landon Collins was asked about playing linebacker, and he's like, no, I don't want to play linebacker. I'm a safety. I'm 220. I don't want to be battling offensive linemen. 2-4. The defense is giving up the most points of any team in the NFL. You seeing any cracks kind of in this?
Well, I think when you conversation. Hear when the head coach say you're a downhill linebacker, and then the D coordinator say, I didn't make the declaration. That doesn't sound like they're on the same page. Does it sound like that to you?
It does not.
So let me just take that one step forward. They may come back later and try to fix that and try to say we, the media, took that the wrong way or misread that. One guy said he's a downhill linebacker. The other guy said, I didn't say that. That's not on the same page, right? Now, when you see that football team not on the same page in multiple instances, are you confused now? Are you confused, or is things starting to tell you why certain things are the way that they are? As I said to you before, when I see things happening like I've seen happen on this football team, it always tells me it's something going on. But the great ones and the good ones are smart to not let that come out. This is not known everybody is all on one accord type ship right now. Something's going on. And those little comments tells me something's going on.
It's interesting. You're the head coach. If you want to blitz more, right?
Yeah.
Landfill, when CK wants me to talk about Blue Chew more, I talk about Blue Chew more. Right?
But let's,
when FanDuel wants Brian to read 85 reads,
yeah,
he does 85 reads. Like, some of this isn't that complicated, right?
Well, I think.
You want to blitz more? Blitz more. I never had a Monster Energy drink. I said that about 30 minutes ago. B-Mitch just got me a gigantic Monster Energy drink. I don't know what's going to happen the next 2 hours of the show after I drink this thing.
Let's go back to last week. Are you involved with the game planning? Well, you know, at the end of the thing, I ask questions if I don't, that something didn't go right, or basically, no. If you want to blitz more, you should be involved with the game planning, right or wrong.
Totally. And I think there are more head coaches maybe than people realize that aren't in the nitty-gritty game planning across the league, but there are plenty that, I mean, Andy Reid is a Hall of Famer, and he's still calling plays. Sean McVay is calling plays.
Andy Reid was involved with some level of that offense. Whatever side of the ball you're on, you normally are involved with that. You don't just let it happen.
Right. Kyle Shanahan's calling plays, right? Like, I mean, there are some folks that are heavily involved.
Yeah.
And that's the defense. You think Mike Vrabel with the Titans isn't heavily involved in that defensive game plan to slow down Josh Allen? I don't know. You want to blitz more? Landfill? Landfill, you want to eat more pizza? What do?
Buy more pizza.
Beamit, you want to drink more Tito's? What do?
Buy more Tito's.
Cody Betts, you want to lift more weights? What do? Lift more weights. You want to blitz more? Blitz more. Coming up next, Antonio Freeman, Green Bay Packers legend, Super Bowl winner, will join the program to break down the pack and figure out if Washington can grill the cheese.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.